Welcome to Raw Intel. I'm Nathan Espy. No fluff, no filters, no fantasies. Today we're talking about something most of the AI world doesn't want you to hear. Let's get into it. Everyone wanted to believe the O3 model would be a game changer. Reality, it stumbled. In performance benchmarks, the O3 preview model from December outperformed the full O3 model OpenAI just released. Translation, bigger architecture changes equals weaker reasoning. More compute doesn't always mean smarter results. Stop thinking new equals better. Start thinking, does it solve the right problem? Meanwhile, in China, while OpenAI played musical chairs, China dropped the gloves. Xi Jinping declared full AI self-reliance a national priority. They're pushing out Huawei powered chips. They're shrinking DeepSeek's training costs. They are erasing US export leverage. If you're sitting here thinking you have 5 years to figure out AI, you're delusional. You have 18 months max before this entire ecosystem shifts. Now, on to Google's FlexPlay. Google added 601 real-world AI use cases into their cloud. Not theory, not vaporware, real integrations in healthcare, finance, automotive, and more. While most businesses are still tinkering with ChatGPT plugins, the majors are writing full AI infrastructure into their companies. So here's what nobody's teaching you. AI isn't a tool race anymore. It's a systems war. If your business doesn't build an AI ecosystem, a system that learns, scales, and adapts, you're not just falling behind, you're getting erased. Stop getting excited over shiny objects. Start asking these questions. What system are we building? Where is the intelligence layer? And how will this scale under real-world pressure? Remember, the optimists are getting played. The operators, they're getting paid. Choose wisely. That's it for today on Raw Intel. I'm Nathan Espy. If you're tired of empty hype and ready to build real leverage, you're in the right place. Stay sharp, stay strategic, stay real, and as always, don't forget to laugh.